The scripture given to us today is Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 15. It's on page 217. I'll read the script. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripts every day to see if what Paul has said was true. Many of the Jewish believed that, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the words of God in Berea, they went to there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of this year. We are so grateful that the Trinity God has walked with us for this year, leading us towards the light, despite of our insignificant being and faults. To that Trinity God, let's thank and praise God with applause. Also, let's thank and give applause to those who have been working hard to allow this worship to God for the entire year in the places seen and unseen. Let's give applause. The cross that was hanged the back of this wall was made with Korean, special kind of Korean paper. That Korean paper symbolized the authenticity and genuineness of our spirituality and the philosophy of this church. Many more people than people sitting in this hall are sitting in other buildings and worship areas to attend the service and worship every Sunday. And even more people are listening online services and worship through internet. And they watch the movie files because that Korean paper made cross was in white. They have requested to change the color of the cross into darker color. With this request, we had to consider because we couldn't just change the image of our church. And recently, we were told that using the Korean paper made cross, but with different color other than white, will go with the wall of our church. All the equipments on the stage and the podium are very important for every worship. They make up the environment for the holiness of the worship.
예배를 드리게 해서 대단히 죄송합니다.
I apologize for this change of the different atmosphere, but we will restore the color of the cross in near future.
잘 아시는 것처럼 예수님께서 태어나신 성탄일인
As you know, record the 4 weeks prior to December 25th as week of Advent. The Advent is time we wait and anticipate for the coming of Jesus. About this awaiting, one church member has inquired me, God is already with us as Holy Spirit. Why do we still anticipate His coming again? This was such a good question. So I answered as following, that it is because Jesus' coming that all Christians are waiting for brings the end to the human history. According to Matthew 28, verse 20, before the Lord was raised up to heaven, He promised, As surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. After Jesus has raised to heaven, then Holy Spirit came down upon us and He kept His promise. This means that Jesus' coming is not just simply to be with us. In the Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, He promised, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The perspective of history that is granted to us by the Holy Spirit and the Bible is not a circulation that has no beginning or no end, nor extinction or nor cyclic rebirth that is emphasized in Buddhism. The history, the perspective history that Bible provides us is a linear process of history starting from Alpha, ending with Omega. In other words, God has created the earth and heaven, saved us through the cross of Jesus Christ, and He plans human history and will finally claim the end of history with Jesus coming again, bringing new beginning of God's eternal nation with new heaven and new earth. This is what Christians await through Jesus coming again. When people hear the word end of world, they think of cosmic end or end of human history. But there is one more end to this. It is personal end. It is personal death. In cosmic end and in personal end, there are two commonalities. First one is that it comes out of blue, all of a sudden, not predicted. And that this end comes on the day of judgment. On Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. Everyone is to die. They all stand in front of God's judgment. This judgment can be a way to eternal collapse. Destruction for those who do not believe in God, but for those who believe in God is a way to God's reward. God will figure out how we have used what He has granted us, the time, the talent, the material, how we've used them, for what purpose we've been using them. And He will reward us according to His accounting. He will reward us accordingly. God's reward is crown that will last forever, as mentioned in the Corinthians 1, chapter 9, verse 21. For both cosmic and personal end, the second commonality is that it comes out of blue and all of a sudden. No one knows about this last day. The Bible constantly warns that it comes in the middle of night like a thief. If we all know when the thief comes to our home, no one will get thieved. We get thieved because we don't know when they come. Likewise, no one knows about the cosmic end, nor personal end, when it's going to come. Because we don't know, the personal end, the personal death, comes to one without knowing, without being prepared. And one day, unpredicted. No matter how big the size of the church is, to my experience, the church, the chief pastor's concern is the same. The Geneva Korean Church, which I served from 1998 to 2001, was a very small church. But my concern was not any less. After I have returned to Korea, Pastor Han Jo-chung of our church has served that Korean church for 6 years. After Pastor Jung was Pastor Kyung Ho-yu, who served the church for 3 years. His health was not quite good, and he strained himself working hard for that church. Following that, he came to our church and worked for serving members in the 20s at our church for 2 years. His health got worse, so he decided to take leave for 1 year from December 6th of this year. On the first day of leave, he sent me a farewell message. With his permission, I'm going to read part of the message he sent me. Yesterday, I returned home after the district leader's Bible study and my official work. Today, there were some still work left behind, so I headed back to the office to finish them. Although all the official work was done, I went back to the office to make sure that in case somebody feels in my position to continue the work, he should not be doing what I should have done myself. I filed the district reports, finished recommendation of district leaders and assistant leaders, and now I'm writing this email to the pastors and other staff. As I'm writing these mails, one thing came to my mind. When I leave this earth and head to God, the situation would be very much like this. But what's different then is that I won't be able to return work and finish up what is undone. Therefore, I should live fulfilled and accomplished life on this earth. Either asked or intended, the person who is leading the work manages to transfer the load to the next person. Likewise, if we all know when that last day comes and when we leave this world, and if it's predicted and notified, we can be prepared for that timing. But because we do not know when that day of judgment is judgment comes, people will have regrets and mourning when it comes all of a sudden.
이런 관점에서 365일마다
In this perspective, the year of 365 days of this year has passed, and the new year of 365 days is coming, which is such a God's blessing granted to us to raise our life in the right path. Earth turns, and because of this, the sun sets and sun rises.
지는 해와 떠는 해로 구별되어 보일 뿐
There is only one sun.
해는 본래 하나밖에 없습니다. 그러므로
Therefore the sun on the December 31st is also the same sun for January 1st.
그 해입니다. 그런데도 사람들은
Although we say that one year has gone And the new year has come on the January 1st.
만약 지금처럼 365일마다
two different years is connected with the same sun, which gives the perspective of time. What would happen if there was no sense of time that connects the days and the years? People would not be aware how time passed by, how old they are, and they would not have the chance to self-reflect their life and explore.
But
But when the cycle of 365 days of a year ends, people will reflect back their lives and straighten out their life again to prepare for the coming new year. Therefore, when Christians look back and self-reflect, it is almost like they are practicing self-reflection on how to confront the end of year before God, just like how they would confront the day of judgment before God when it comes all of a sudden. This year, the motto of the church was, What then is my reward? Paul asked in Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17, What is your reward? He asked himself and answered that his reward is not to make use of all his rights. Paul believed that the more you give up your rights for your God in this world, the reward from God's nation would be greater in front of him. After Paul was called by God, he lived every day preparing himself for the last day, for the day of judgment. Now, on this last day of Sunday for this year, let's look back our life for this past year. Did we live striving and pursuing life for God's reward? If we did not live enough of striving and pursuing life, then we must have pursued the worldly reward, such as wealth and fame, going against God's reward.
어느 날 불현듯 느닷없이 찾아올 그날을
Did you live every day prepared for that last day of judgment?
그렇지 않다면 만약 오늘 밤이 그 날일 경우
If you didn't What if today is that last day? Then we would encounter that last day with so much regrets. If we continue to live so, then two more days of this year would be just continuation of the old days. We must wish to live for God's reward and straighten our lives in front of Him. Because we will greet the new year of 2013. And this would be the true start of the new year. As I mentioned, on the first day of January, in Acts chapter 24, verse 25, Paul called the components of faith in Jesus as righteousness, self-control, and judgment. Righteousness means right relationship with God. Self-control means holding our temptation and not doing what we should not be doing. And judgment is God's account and reward for this. All Christians should know that the components of faith is righteousness, self-control, and judgment. We all know this. However, among many Christians, despite of this knowing, they have difficulty seeking the life of actualizing these three components in their life. The reason is because the components are sequenced, righteousness, self-control, judgment. However, faith develops from the opposite direction, starts from judgment, control, and righteousness. Faith begins, in other words, with judgment, which means God's account and reward. The person should prepare the day of judgment and determine to live what needs to be actualized and give up what needs to be given up. The person should plant seed if needed, no matter how difficult it is, and be prepared for the last day of judgment. And lastly, develop right relationship with God. Likewise, Paul has lived every day being conscious of God's reward and accounting and strive to live the life of mission before God, being prepared for the last day of judgment. He has given lots of his rights for this. It is also clear in the scripture for today as well. He visited Thessalonica and went to Jewish synagogue just as he always did. He has preached the good news of Christ. And after listening to Paul's preaching, large number of God-fearing Greeks and few prominent women came after his words and accepted God and became Christians. But other Jews who were jealous of Paul formed a mob with gangsters, came to Jason's house where Paul was staying. However, at the time, Paul was not there. Instead of Paul, the jealous Jewish people caught Jason and other brothers of faith in that house and brought them to the officials of Thessalonica. And then they lied that they helped Paul denied Caesar's decree by telling Jesus was the king.
바울 일행을 맞아들였다는 거짓 모함으로 야손과 믿음의 형제들을 고발했습니다. 이에 지난 시간에 말씀드린 것처럼
to this, as we spoke last Sunday, the officials freed them after receiving an oath that they will not help Paul anymore and instead report him to the officials. And today's scripture in the verse 10 starts as following. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. Up until the night, Paul's group was in Thessalonica and did not leave the city yet. When the Jews brought gangsters to take Paul, one of the brothers must have told them and warned them to hide somewhere safe. Although Jason and the brother agreed to the oath that they would report them when Paul comes back, none of them reported where Paul was in that night, although Paul was in Thessalonica up until night. Instead, they sent them to Berea. So what they wrote on the oath was not what they intended. The phrase in the scripture, such as soon as, and it was night, these two phrases tell us how desperate and urgent the circumstances in that night was. Most probably, starting from the daytime, the situation may have been full of tension. The people who were escaping from the ganged up jealous Jews and people who were helping Paul to escape would have been in desperate situation as well. In that night, Berea, where Paul escaped, is about 80 kilometers far from Thessalonica to south. It takes about 3 days by walk. On verse 10, it says, on arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Paul walked 3 days and escaped to Berea. But when he arrived Berea, without taking any rest, he went to Jewish synagogue. Like he always did. And he preached to the people in Berea.
다음 시간에 상세하게 살펴보겠습니다만은 베레아에서도 바울을
We will learn more about how he's been preaching in Berea next time.
그러나 베레아에서도
However, also in Berea there has been a stirring up event episode. In the verse 14, it says, As I mentioned, Berea is about 80 kilometers far from Thessalonica. But the Jews received a rumor that Paul was preaching in Berea, and they came to Berea from Thessalonica to catch Paul, and they stirred up the people in Berea. This verse tells how their intention was so wicked and evil. And in verse 14, it says the brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast.
The 즉시라는 단어를 동원하고 있습니다.
The word as soon as in the scripture and the word immediately, these expressions tell us how the situation was so urgent. Berea was also the land of Macedonia, just like Philippi and Thessalonica. And the brothers realized that Paul cannot be safe in the land of Macedonia. The brothers sent Paul to Athens, which was the land of Achaia. We will find out later that Paul continued to preach in the land of Athens as well. In Troas of Asia, Paul had vision of Macedonia man and went to Europe and preached in three cities, which were Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea. But he really had to pay high price for preaching gospel as a witness of Jesus Christ. He was tortured, imprisoned, and chased. It was a very difficult life. He had to pay high price. However, Paul did not give up, but went his ways of mission and determination. He believed in God's judgment, God's account, and God's reward. And each day of his life was to be lived for this purpose. And this determination made him to living every day, so he was to be newly shaped every day and every year. The reason he was such a good model as a Christian is because he was so consistent with this resolution and commitment. In 1835, David Nelson was pastor with wealth inherited from his parents. He had lots of farms and many slaves and so much land. One day, he has heard a speech against slavery, and his consciousness became very clear. He claimed and confessed that he will repent in front of God for his sin, and that he would have rather just potatoes and salt without prepared by slaves, rather than and not have full meal prepared by the slaves. In order to keep this promise, he freed his slaves and got rid of all his farms. And this behavior made other farm owners very angry. The farm owners came after to kill him. And Nelson had to escape, leaving everything behind him. If he just crossed Mississippi, he had his friends to hide him. So when he got to the riverbank of Mississippi, he could cross the river to get to his friend's house. But the farm owners were chasing after him, so he had to hide up until night somewhere near the riverbank and wait till it becomes a night. He laid flat on the riverbank. And he could see the Mississippi River streams. Also, he could see his friend's house in his sight. In that moment, he suddenly received an inspiration, and he took out a note and wrote down the poem. And that became the hymn today.
485장의 가사가 된 시입니다.
My days are gliding swiftly by, and I, a pilgrim stranger, would not detain them as they fly, those hours of toil and labor. We stand on Jordan's strand, my friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore we may almost discover. Let sorrow's rudest tempest below, each cord on earth to sever. Our king says, come, and there's our home. We stand on Jordan's strand, our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore we may almost discover. The riverbank where Nelson was lying down was the world he was living in. The river stream of Mississippi was the Jordan River, which was death that would come to him someday. And the friend's house on the other side of the river was God's home, God's nation. Nelson remembered the brothers who had gone to God's nation before him and had another strong resolution. They would live life for the last day as well. Just imagine what kind of life he would have led without this resolution. But because he lived his life with this resolution, he was carved and shaped newly every day. Now we are standing on the riverbank of 2012. After 2 days, 2013 starts. Do you wish to connect to God's nation on the other side of the river and make the new coming year as the note for that? Then believe in God's nation and God's judgment. Let's believe in God's account and God's reward. Let's live being prepared for the day of judgment, which will come all of a sudden, unexpectedly. Let's not forget, new time, new day does not come from bottom. New time, new days come from top, from the God. Let's pray. On this last Sunday of this year, we stand on the riverbank of 2012 and reflect back on this past year with the motto of, what is this reward? At the beginning of this year, we made resolution that we will look for God's nation, God's account, and God's reward. But there were so many times we were against the Lord. Despite that fault, thank you, God, for allowing us again to stand before you and have the moment to reflect back on our lives and straighten ourselves again one more time. The day of judgment is approaching us every second and every minute, and make us be aware of that. If we do not prepare ourselves for that day, which will come all of a sudden, then we will end our life with so much regrets and mourning. Just like Paul, make us believe in God's judgment and live for God's account and God's reward and live a fulfilled life preparing for the day of judgment. With this, please make the new year, which begins in 2 days, become the newly creating year, not the continuation of the old year. By doing so, let our lives become the cleanser of this period, purifying the world. Amen.